We return to the investigation that Gardaí are carrying out into an improvised explosive device that crashed into a home in North Dublin. Gardaí say they believe its target was a criminal's house in the Finglas area and it crashed into the home of an innocent family. They believe the attack is linked to a feud among rival criminals over control of the drugs trade. Well, a reporter, Aaron McElroy, has been getting local reaction in Finglas this morning.
I'd say to be frightened every time you see a drone now, you'd be worried that you don't know what's coming over, like, you know what I mean? As you say, they're frightening enough, some of them in the air. Most people don't have the control over them, like, you know. But unfortunately, that's the way it's going, isn't it?
Most of the people here are just the most wonderful people. It's not fair that, you know, it's always targets just, you know, us around here.
Now we can speak to Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil Party Whip and TD for Dublin North West. Good morning. There's understandable concern about this drone incident and the level of danger that it creates.
Yeah, I suppose as the lady in your clip said, I think many people across our area will be downcast again that this type of very isolated activity, while it doesn't define us as a community, it certainly endangers us. And unfortunately, we've had many innocent people caught up in the activity of gangland crime, and many people have been both injured and killed. And in some ways, there's nothing new about that, very sadly. But, and the Gardaí, I have to say, do an incredible job tracking gangland activity across the capital. But what is new is the introduction of the use of drones. And I suppose it comes on the back of concerns elsewhere. I spoke in the Dáil last week about new drone food delivery service. And this is something that's been introduced in other parts of Dublin. And while the application isn't in any way dangerous, the regulation in which it operates is not sufficient. And we do need to look further. And there is a commitment in the programme for government to do that.
And currently, drone owners must register with the Irish Aviation Authority. But of course, this layer of concern in light of this incident that happened. But while we understand this drone incident was a first of its kind, it's the issue that poses for the Gardaí locally. Have they the resources to tackle what is happening at street level? And I suppose just getting to ground with more policies around it.
Yeah, I think the two things need to happen here. I think we need to be in the business of safely regulating and encouraging innovation, and we should do that no matter what you do in that space. There will always be people involved in the illegal drugs trade that are willing to go outside the law, and so you also need then a way to tackle that. AirNav has been established as a separate division of IAA, the Irish Aviation Authority, and while there is some regulation around licensing, there's no regulation if you want to carry out a commercial activity. There's no issues around clustering or around impact on Dublin Airport aerospace, which is obviously an issue in this area. And then we have to look at the ability to be able to take down drones, either where there's a legitimate concern or where they would encroach onto Dublin Airport space. Now, that is something the airport have equipment on, but I suppose what we want to know is that something that Gardaí, or in this case, the Defence Forces who are involved, have an ability to do. So a lot of work to do in that space. We do need to regulate it. As I say, we can encourage innovation. This is not some futuristic project. This is happening now. And I suppose the weekend's activities reinforces why it's so important for us to have regulation in the space and an ability to tackle those people who are always willing to go outside the law.
OK, Paul McCall of TD for Dublin North West. Thanks very much for speaking with us.